First of all, I would like to thank you, all the organizers, for their kind invitation. What I'm talking about today is a joint work with André Bouilloux and Walter Craig, and all of us are at McMaster University. So today I'm going to talk about a special class of Navis, or solution of Navis focus system. They are called suitable. And first of all, let me define what is the weak solution for Navier-Stokes system. So we have a vector field U P and divergence free vector field. So this equation is satisfied on some domain Q included in the torus. So this is X and this is T. So if you have a function U in L2 log of Q and P is a distribution, then the pair UP is a weak solution of Navier-Stokes system if it is a solution in a distribution sense. It satisfies these both these two equations on distribution sense. Equations. So this L2 log is the least regularity that we require to define this nonlinear term. Now we have a second definition of suitable weak solution. Navier-Stokes system. So UP is suitable weak solution if moreover if it is a weak solution and if we have we have information about the L2 norm is bounded by some constant, and the gradient of U is in L2 log. We have an information about the pressure, and most importantly is the so-called local energy inequality. Meaning that if we multiply this equation by 2 phi, and integrating by parts, we obtain the following estimate. Square. New and in here U squared plus 2p U and phi dx dt. So I'm going to give a name to this local energy inequality. And the best partial regularity result known for the Navier-Stokes system goes back in the early of years 80, and we have very nice theorem. Actually, we have two results. The first one is due to Schaeffer, and so this is in 80, and the second one is due to Caffarelli con Nuremberg And these results give us an information about the singular set of weak solutions. The singular set of weak solution is the set where the function fail to be bounded or continuous. And this theorem says that if U is a suitable weak solution of Navier-Stokes system, then the one-dimensional Hausdorff measure of the singular set is equal to zero. So P1 is one-dimensional parabolic Hausdorff measure and F is a singular set of U. So the parabolic Hausdorff measure is the equivalent of the usual Hausdorff measure, but in the covering we replace the usual balls with the parabolic balls. Okay, so this is the best partial regularity result known for global weak solution of Navier-Stokes system. And so it's very important to know how to construct this kind of solution. And due to the lack of uniqueness of weak solutions, each approximation scheme leads to its own class of solution. So it is very important to know if for an approximation scheme, if the leading the limiting solution is suitable or not. So what I am going to talk today is I am going to discuss about some standard construction of weak solution for Navier-Stokes system. And basically, I will focus on Leray's approximation. And the superviscosity approximation. And then I will put a question about the limiting case for the superviscosity approximation, mainly the Galerkin approximation. Okay, so the Leray scheme to construct weak solution. So we take linear part and Leray approximated the nonlinear part that P. So Leray took the nonlinear term and modified the first factor in that nonlinear term. And initially we have it's standard to construct a weak solution for this system, and let's see that the weak limits are in fact suitable. So we can show that epsilon un converges to U in L2 space-time, and the gradient of un converges weakly to U in space-time. And combining these two information, we can show that U is in fact suitable weak solution of Navier-Stokes system. Now I'm going to focus more on the super viscosity model. So we take Navier Stokes system and we project it. So we apply pi n, so this is vector projection onto the ball of radius n. And here we add a super viscous term. So this is the super viscous term, and we assume so alpha is bigger or equal to 1. And if alpha is equal to 1, and epsilon n goes to 0, then this is the standard Galerkin approximation. Or if epsilon n is 0, then again, this is the standard Galerkin approximation. So I'm going to state the main result and then try to give you an idea how we prove it. So assume that we know that epsilon n is non-negative scale, then up to a sequence un has a weak limit. And using only this information, we cannot say anything more about this weak limit, either if it is weak solution or suitable. If we assume more, epsilon n goes to 0, then we can claim that u is a weak solution of the Navier-Stokes system. And finally, if alpha is bigger strictly than 1 and epsilon n is much, much bigger than 1 over n to the power 2 alpha minus 2, then this weak solution is in fact suitable. So this result shows that to obtain suitability from the usual Galerkin approximation, we need a certain amount of viscosity. And so let me outline the proof of the third point. So we take that scheme and we multiply the solution by 2 un phi, and we integrate by parts. And first, before doing this, so I'm going to rewrite this term in another way to recover the pressure. So I'm going to rewrite un grad un as plus un minus the pressure. So phi n is the Luray projection onto divergence free for the frequencies less than n, and the qn is outside this ball. So rewriting this nonlinear term in this form and multiplying that equation by 2 un phi and integrating by parts, we get the following identity. Un square phi t plus nu plus phi x and t plus un square un pi nu grad phi plus epsilon n un un phi. And we have another term un dx. So for first two terms we don't have any problem, since we can show that un converges strongly in N2 space-time, and gradient un converges weakly in the same space. And interpolating these two facts, we can show that these terms converge to the corresponding one. So to obtain the result, we have to deal with only two terms in that inequality. And we can claim that, so the first perturbation is in the right sense, meaning that is a positive. So I think we have negative here. Yeah. So that's the first claim. And the second claim is about this, we call it bad term. So, and we denote it by IN. So, these are the two main steps in the theorem, and let me just sketch the proof of the first one and five. So let me sketch the proof of this one. And I'm going to take a test function just a model case, and if we can do this single function localized in a single mode, so we can do everything. Now let me rewrite this this term. So we have Qm Um phi is exactly the sum plus one U K and let me throw a picture here. Origin and radius n, and we shift it a little bit by q naught, so we obtain another ball, and this sum is exactly in this small croissant, and we wish to estimate how in is dt. So we can estimate in by un L2 L2. So we can put this term in L2 L2 and un in infinity L2. So this term is here, that one is here. And we are going to put un phi in infinity L2 in time and infinity in space. So we are going to estimate this term that norm. So let me take the n infinity norm. So this is less than I denote by this the croissant, which is there. And our goal is to use the energy estimate. So we multiply by K alpha. And I have to divide by K alpha, but in that croissant, so K is of order 10 to the power minus alpha. We are going to take the L2 norm, so I have to square this term. And if you apply Hölder here, so we will get the size of this croissant, which is n squared. And in here, we will get the L2 norm. Now, if we integrate by part, if we integrate with respect to time, and again, I'm going to use the energy estimate, so I multiply by epsilon n and I divide by epsilon n. So when I integrate by in time, this term is exactly bounded by the energy estimate, and this term is small of 1. And according to my assumption, this term is small, so it goes to zero. Just one remark here about the Galerkin approximation. So if we take alpha is equal to 1, so it's no longer, so this term is no longer goes to 0 for any choice of the scale epsilon n. And this remains an open question about the Galerkin approximation. It's an easy approximation, but unfortunately, it's not known yet if it leads to suitable resolution of Navier-Stokes or not. Thank you.